So as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, in this Gospel of John, Jesus performs the first of seven signs, the first of seven miracles in this, in the Gospel. And it's the miracle of changing water into wine at the wedding at Cana. And I don't know, for some of us, is changing water into wine, is that a big deal? I mean, if you compare to the other, you know, other signs such as, you know, multiplication of loaves and fish, right? Feed the hungry, or in terms of healing somebody, or raising Lazarus from the dead. You know, like this is probably ranked number seven, right? Yet at the same time, we're always told if you want to impress somebody, you got to, you know, impress somebody. That first impression is so important, right? So Jesus should probably, he should have done Lazarus as a first sign, but yet he chose this one. And if you really think about it, does it really matter if you're at a wedding party and they run out of wine? I know some of you, it really matters. Some of you, it really matters, right? But for most of us, you're there as a guest. You're there to support the couple or the family, you know, and if they have wine, if they have alcohol, that's great. If they don't have alcohol, well, just drink soda or water, it's fine, right? Yet, I think Jesus performs this miracle because it goes to show the importance of the little things, the details. So Mary, who is very observant to little details, recognizes this and says, hey, they have no wine. And what is Jesus' initial response? It's kind of rude, actually, you know. He says, woman, how does your concern affect me? But going back to little attention, to little details, the miracle of the wedding at Cana shows it's important to pay attention to the little things. And I just want to share with you how important the little details are. There's a man named John Gottman. He's a psychologist. He's been doing research on marriage and divorce and giving counseling for over four decades. Got many books written about this topic. And according to John Gottman, when he prepares couples for marriage, or when he gives, you know, marriage therapy and counseling, when the couple sits down, he says within 15 minutes, he can tell with 94% accuracy if the couple is going to stay together or going to break up. And he has the data to back it up. You know, he says after meeting every couple, he has a check. X, question mark, good luck, right? With 94% accuracy, within 15 minutes. And what's the secret? According to him, what's the secret? He calls it small moments of attention, small moments of affection. When he sees within 15 minutes couples showing small moments of attention and affection for each other, that's the key. And it looks a lot like middle of the day, like 1 p.m. on a weekday, randomly sending a text message to your spouse and saying, I miss you, or I love you, or just a little heart emoji, right? Or it looks a lot, he says, looks a lot like just randomly giving your spouse a hug and just slow dance, not in a ballroom, but with sweatpants in the kitchen. Or he says it looks a lot like, you know, bringing your spouse not a glass of silver oak, but a glass of water. The ordinary, simple little things. Pay attention to details of affection. And, you know, I think we focus in terms of the miracles. We say, wow, like the feeding of the 5,000. Wow, that's a huge miracle because so many people are hungry and homeless. And right. So in the world, 3 billion people go to bed hungry at night. That's a big number. But there's a more alarming statistic that I want to share with you. 3 billion people go to bed hungry at night. 4 billion people in the world go to bed hungry for attention, lonely at night, right? And out of those two, which one you think is worse? I'd say the latter. Because you hungry, you know, not going on a nice diet. That's right. You know, you can live without food for about a month. Just drinking water. But that sense of loneliness, that sense of not being loved, that sense of not being cared for, that's a greater pain. There's more people suffering from that than people suffering from hunger. And when you and I, we don't receive that love, affection, that attention, things go sour. So for example, take a kid. As parents, what are the most important years of a child's life? The first five. Or now they say first seven. Where when the kid's a baby, when you don't hold the baby, when you don't, you know, kiss the baby, hug the baby, talk to the baby, sing to the baby, spend time with the baby, when the baby feels neglected for the first 5 years, you got some issues. By default. Some of you at work, I know some of you, you've been working for the same place 15, 20 years, your boss has never said a good thing about you. You know you do a good job, you know you work hard, but you're not looking for a promotion either. You're just looking for a, hey, I know you're working hard. Thanks for working overtime. Keep up the good work. That's all you're looking for. You never get it. Right? Or in a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, spousal relationship, some of us, you know, when's the last time you actually like said, hey, honey, I love you? Well, once a year, maybe February 14th. Right? Or I know this one elderly lady that I visited a while ago. She's in the convalescent home, and usually I try to be all positive because it's like a sad place, you know. I try to be all positive, but man, she got me all negative. She got me all depressed because she says basically, I'm here all by myself. My husband died 10 years ago. My kids, three out of my four kids have died, and the one that's alive, we don't talk to each other. I don't know where my grandkids are. Basically, the only person that visits me is my nurse, and she's mean to me. So for the last 5-6 years, it's just me, myself, and I. I don't even know why I'm here on this earth, because she's part of the 4 billion who lacks love, care, attention, affection, right? And I mean, normally I would say, well, you know, try to be positive, but if I was in her shoes, I'd probably be the same thing. I'd probably think the same thing, right? And the thing is, when we don't get that special love and attention, that affection, we turn elsewhere for attention. So it looks a lot like how many times you check your phones per day. The average American checks his or her phone how many times per day? 86. 86 times. Not only that, talking about social media and all these things. Social media is not just for the little ones. It's a lot of adults, a lot of elderly folks using Facebook and all these things. Did you know, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat, all these things, you can buy likes. Did you know that now? There are websites where you can buy likes. Let me share with you. 100 likes, $1.49. You want to go for the bundle? 250 likes, $2.49. Basically, you post a comment or post a photo or picture, and you buy this fake likes. Sounds funny. It's not funny. Because these businesses are thriving. Talk about lack of love, lack of affection, lack of little details that you're missing. So you look for fake likes. 250 people fake like me. Good for you. Or you and I also know other forms of attention that are not healthy and that are destructive. But that's where Jesus comes into play, right? Where I can guarantee you all of us need more love. You can always think of at least one person where I wish he or she loves me more. I wish he or she pay attention to the things that I'm doing. I wish he or she says some good things about me. And that's not going to happen. And when that doesn't happen, you turn to Jesus. the wedding at Cana, the miracles that he performs for us. Because Jesus has his undivided love, undivided attention for us, even if you feel like that old lady where nobody else cares. But it's not just one-way street. It's also the other way as well. I'm sure there's also people that you have neglected, the people that you need to care for, people that you need to pay a little bit more attention to detail. So for your homework this week, think about the minor miracles. For your homework this week, think about, evaluate your relationship. Evaluate your relationship with your spouse. Evaluate your relationship with your kids, with your grandkids, with your parents, with your coworkers. And number one, in what way am I lacking in love and attention and affection? Right? Because like I said, there's somebody who's not loving you enough. Guaranteed. Right? And like for me, lately I've been feeling, not that I really need to be loved, okay? But lately I've been feeling, wow, like I can never please anybody around here. Right? Because you know, like I usually do all the Spanish mass, and then this mass, they're like, oh, how come you don't do the 6 p.m. mass? Or how come you're not around? Were you away? Or do you not like us? No, I don't like you. You know? No, I do. But and then I'm at St. Francis High School, and they're like, oh, well, you know, how come you missed this meeting? And how come you're not there for the kids? And, you know, and then I'm doing my PhD studies in L.A. I could go fly back and forth. You know, do you think they care that I to take care of you? And no, they don't care. They just care about the dissertation. Can't please anybody around here. Where's the love? Right? And it's kind of like, you know, like if you've been married for 40 years, do you think your husband is going to show affection in detail now? Maybe. Maybe. Miracle. Most likely not. So therefore, you turn to Jesus, who fills that void when you are lacking in love and attention and affection. And yet, at the same time, like I said, you and I can do a better job of loving people and showing, paying attention to little details and showing affection. And for me, it's like a broken record. I think I say it every 6 months. You know, it's my mom, right? My mom on a campaign this year, 2019. She's on a campaign. She's calling up my friends and saying, oh, did you know that Steve doesn't talk to me? Do you know that Steve doesn't call me anymore? Do you know that we don't talk to each other? And I was like, so then my friend calls me and says, What's going on? Nothing's going on. I call her like almost every day. You know, well, that's not that story I heard. You know. But, you know, understood, right? Like, I'm the only child. There's nobody else. If I don't love and care for her, there's no other children, right? She got no grandkids. So she needs that love and affection, that affirmation as a mother. That a son loves her mom, is there for her, all these things, and I'm not doing that. Right? So that's an area that I got to work on. What do you got to work on? Right? So think about this week, like I said, homework, evaluate your relationships. I'm sure there's people that lack, that you lack in love and affection that people need to show more of, which you turn to Jesus. And also, how can I be more loving, pay attention to little details in my relationship?